This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Rose with the Conscious Resistance Network. Today is April 1st, 2021, and we're going to be talking about an important subject: technocracy, technology, crypto, blockchain, some things that seem to be controversial lately for one reason or another. Before I go any further, though, please let me know if my audio is coming through okay, if everything sounds good, and we will go ahead and get started. So I really don't even want to make this video. We're going to make it a video that is about the topics at hand and not about any one person. But if you've been following me on social media, then you're probably aware to some degree that I've been having issues, let's say, with Allison McDowell, who I have associated with in the past, I have communicated with in the past. I even invited to be a part of my documentary. And I value a lot of the work she's done. And unfortunately, in the last couple of days, she has blocked me, blocked John Bush, who is an associate of mine, who also helped with the Freedom Cell Network, helps create that idea, and is now sort of attacking the work that I've done and the Freedom Cell Network that we've been doing from an unfair position, a position that I would say that is false, that is not accurate. We're going to get into all that and more. But first, I want to remind you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com. That is theconsciousresistance.com. And if you want to find all the platforms that you can follow me on, guys, I'm on Float, I'm on Mind, I'm on Hive. You can join my text list. It's not working right now, but normally you would be getting a text saying, live right now, check out this link. You can also follow me on Odyssey, on BitChute. You can follow me on DLive, which we should be live on DLive right now. Shout out to everybody on DLive. And you can also follow my Telegram channels. The one thing I want to say, though, is look, if you're watching on Facebook, guys, right now, I really encourage you. The vast majority of my audience comes through Facebook for these live streams. I get lots of videos after the fact on BitChute and Odyssey. Shout out to everybody there. But I would encourage those Facebook users who are still hanging on, still following me there, even though I keep getting close to being banned and deleted, to join float.app. Go there, float.app/consciousresistance/live. We're live there right now. We're live at dlive.tv/consciousresistance. Yes, go to theconsciousresistance.com. Click on this yellow tab right here, and you can go straight to our page where we are live right now. So before we go further, as always, everything that I'm going to cover in this video is going to be found on the website. You can see this, the latest post, Understanding Nuances of Blockchain, Crypto, and Technocracy. So that's what the focus is going to be. And all of the links that we're going to go over here in the next 20 to 30 minutes are going to be listed there. For those who are asking, it's float, FLOTE.APP. Or just go to my website. All the links are right there on the front page. All right, so again, all the links you need are right here on the Conscious Resistance. Now, let me go ahead and start with a little bit of background because I do want to share a bit about what I was saying with Allison. This video is not going to be focused on Allison and the good work she's done or where I think she has blind spots, but I am going to have to mention it because she's out there attacking my name, misrepresenting my work, and some of you are listening, and many of you want to hear this conversation. I've had many people say, I appreciate your work. I appreciate Allison's work. I have concerns about blockchain, but I see some good. Or maybe some people think it's all bad and they think I'm wrong. Or some people see the good and they think Allison's wrong. The point is that this conversation needs to happen. And so I want to start by saying this. When we had the Greater Reset activation back in January of this year, I had invited Allison to participate back in December or so. I have the messages. I can share them publicly, even though she's blocked me on Twitter now. And we had a nice back and forth, and she just said, you know, I decline. I think this is different than what I want to be involved in. And that's fine. No big deal. And I've known that Allison and I disagree about this. I've known that we have a lot of mutual friends, other journalists and activists and researchers who have interviewed her, like Sire G, who promote blockchain projects and understand the value. I've understand that we have differences. The difference between us, though, in this situation is I've chosen not to be petty about it and attack her and say, well, if you don't use crypto or you don't use blockchain, then you're wrong. You're taking people down a dangerous road or whatever it may be. I've chose to let her go down her path and do her good work exposing social impact investing and that valuable part of understanding the technocracy. And I've done it my way. Unfortunately, one of my listeners shared this with me yesterday, and this is a post that Allison made on Facebook. Any freedom cell activists surfacing concerns around blockchain other than central bank digital currencies, anybody talking about digital ID and the Internet of Bodies impact investing, it's not like they don't know. Why is blockchain such a central part of their program? The revolution will not be tokenized. And again, this is inaccurate. Blockchain is not central to freedom cells in any way. The website is not built on a blockchain. We don't promote that you have to be on a blockchain or you have to use crypto and freedom cells. Anybody who's taken 5 minutes to read or watch the videos on freedomcells.org, which just passed 20,000 people around the world, by the way, I will say, people who are thankful and happy that we're giving them a platform to connect. Anybody who spends time on there can read and see that we don't even mention blockchain. We have talked about in the future maybe putting the website on a blockchain and some cool ideas around that. But again, as we're going to show here, you need to be able to distinguish between a local community-centered blockchain and a blockchain that plans to put your entire life, your entire history, your entire health on that blockchain and then deny you privileges based on whether or not you have enough tokens. That's the future that Allison's warning about and that I've warned about. In fact, I just put out a new article today for the Last American Vagabond. We're going to cover that in a few moments about technocracy. I've written an entire book about technocracy, how to opt out of the technocratic state, giving people solutions. So I think my credentials are clear that I am against technocracy. And I will define that in a moment as well, because I also noticed that many of you think that technocracy just means using technology. And so you're saying, well, no. If we support technology, then we're going to encourage the technocracy. There's just a lot of misunderstanding. And this is why, again, Allison, despite the things you're misrepresenting, the door is wide open. You blocked me on Twitter, on Facebook. You're blocking John. You're blocking people who like your work, who are just asking about freedom cells and asking why you don't want to talk, as I'm showing here on screen. This is another person who follows both of us and said, can you have a conversation with Derek on air about this, please, so we can sort this out and create some harmony and coherence within the liberation peace movements? I don't think calling him out and not being open to having public discourse is doing much good. This is coming from one of your biggest supporters. And she says, nope, you've got to choose. No more fence sitting. If folks want to live in the freedom cell Internet of Bodies, that is certainly their choice. Like, when have we talked about the Internet of Bodies? Again, this is just a total misrepresentation of everything that we talk about. And Allison knows this if she's taken any time. Or she's speaking from ignorance. So it's one or the other. She's either purposefully obfuscating and not saying the truth about what we're talking about and trying to taint the movement we're building, which is doing lots of good work, or she just hasn't looked in it. And in that sense, that's even worse. Here's another person who follows Allison and likes her work as mine and says, I haven't seen anyone in the Freedom Cell Network advocate for the Internet of Bodies or the Internet of Things. They are very specific about utilizing only decentralized blockchain tech to protect privacy, not centralized blockchain tech to collect data. There is a difference. So let me start this. I've seen someone says, I'm hoping to understand semanticism, hoping to understand what blockchains are. Samantha and anybody who is not aware, the most simple way to understand it is that a blockchain is a digital ledger. In the same sense that we've had ledgers in the past, all the way back to the Sumerians, the first civilization, that kept records of their transactions between individuals, private businesses, and banks. And when you go to the bank has a ledger of all the money that you've spent or withdrawn, etc. But the difference between a blockchain and what's existed in the past is that a blockchain represents the first time that we have a completely immutable, meaning that it can't be changed, meaning that the idea is that when someone builds a blockchain, when these developers build a blockchain, if they build it with decentralization in mind and privacy in mind, then it cannot be changed. And in theory, it could offer privacy. It could offer ways to track all kinds of information. What people are most familiar with is the tracking of cryptocurrency exchanges, which is just a form of digital money, crypto money. And that's what the blockchain records. But a blockchain could also record a marriage certificate. It could record a business contract. It could record anything. I mean, that's why you have now these platforms like Odyssey/Library, which is a video uploading platform, which Allison uses because it doesn't censor people, and it's built on a blockchain. So again, blockchain is something that is a decentralized concept for one, and it's a tool. So the way I've been thinking about lately is like, look, if you think that guns are bad, which some people do, so you think that guns are just inherently bad, they're all flawed, they're only good, you know, for evil things, that's not understanding it as a tool, that somebody could shoot somebody with a gun to defend themselves, they could, you know, fire a warning shot to protect someone else, And somebody could also use that same thing to kill somebody. And in the same way, a hammer can be used as a tool to build a house or to kill somebody. And in the same way, blockchain can be used as a way to give people privacy, to allow people to have private transactions like Monero. I don't think Bitcoin and Ethereum, the most popular ones, are going to be the panacea, are going to save us all. There's a lot of problems with that. There's a lot of realistic problems that Allison and other people, including myself, have brought up. But the problem that I noticed with lots of her followers and people of this mindset in general is they don't understand the differences, that blockchain is not just one thing. There's not one blockchain. There's probably thousands and maybe even, you know, tens of thousands more in development right now. And some of those people, they do want to work within the mainstream system. They do want to work with the World Economic Forum. They do want to work with the banking system. They don't care about decentralization, about liberation. They don't care about privacy. But there are lots of people in the crypto space, both on the development side as well as the teams, that are specifically building systems, building blockchains aimed at privacy, decentralization, distributed technology, and learning to build something better. So that's what blockchain is. That's a little bit about the differences. But again, ultimately, it's a tool. Now, again, I think some of the arguments Allison is making is that, well, perhaps there are some positive use cases of blockchain. I haven't seen her acknowledge that, but let's say, you know, let's give her that. Perhaps there are, but I think it is that they argue that even by using it at all, that we're contributing to the rise of it. Because without a doubt, the World Economic Forum, the predator class, the technocratic agenda is about putting life on the blockchain, making it where you have a social credit score like you see in China. That's the model for they want for the entire world. But again, that could be blockchain used for surveillance and, you know, just totalitarian measures and things like that. But it can also be the Monero blockchain. Monero is another cryptocurrency, which is private, which is fast, low fees. It has all the benefits. And for me, I think about crypto as an alternative to the banking system and trying to get people away from that. But crypto is not the only way. You guys should be creating or investing in local alternative currencies, silver, gold, barter. But crypto is another avenue. And you can say, well, I'm going to choose not to play in crypto, but you can still use the idea of an alternative currency. That's my point here, is that instead of doing what Allison's doing and saying, well, anybody who talks about crypto is bad, I'm going to disassociate from them. Why don't we try to find balance and communicate about the problem so that both of our communities can grow and we can, you know, we can get somewhere better. And so I want to just read here. So people are telling her, I'm confused why you wouldn't want to have a public discussion about it so more people could properly weigh out our thoughts on the topic. Please help inform us. Lack of willingness to have honest discord about public difficult topics is a big part of how we got ourselves in this collective mess. And I agree. And she says, I suggest devotees of the blockchain freedom movement, which again, we're not a blockchain project, take themselves off my page at this point. So she's just straight up telling people, look, if you support freedom cells, go away. And I mean, I just don't think that this is helpful. And last thing here, she says, if you're looking for freedom in blockchain, you're not honoring a commitment to nature. That's it. And you're either a part of the web of life or you're part of the machine. So she's basically drawing this line in the sand and saying, you can't be somebody, I guess, who loves nature and appreciates nature and somebody who uses blockchain or crypto. And that's just false, guys. It's really false. So the point with me doing this video, now that I've mentioned Allison, one more time, Allison, despite the blocks, despite you misrepresenting my work and the movement and the things that I've done, I still invite you to participate in a discussion about this at the Greater Reset Activation, May 24th through the 28th. We're going to be streaming this to hundreds of thousands of people around the world again in multiple language. This is an opportunity for all of us to learn, for all of us to grow, to build a better community. Come on and share your information about the dangers of blockchain and the dangers of the impact investing that you've shined a light on, and hear from some others who are doing beautiful things with blockchain. And let's compare and contrast ideals. If you truly care about awakening people, if you truly care about John Trudell, as I know you do, and his vision of reconnecting humanity to Mother Earth and to the spirit, then we need to come together. We need to stop trying to divide each other. So I invite you, Allison, whatever it is that offended you, why ever you choose to block me after we had a nice conversation, please think about how we can actually do something positive here by bringing this conversation together. Now, let's just focus on the issue at hand now that I've addressed why I'm talking about this in the first place. So I want to, again, invite you guys to go to theconsciousresistance.com where I have the post, Understanding the Nuances of Blockchain, Crypto, and Technocracy, so that you can get the full understanding of what we're going into here. One of the pieces of content you'll find on there is this interview I did with James Corbett maybe 2 years ago, and it's linked again on theconsciousresistance.com. This is me and James talking about a video he did called The Bitcoin PSYOP, and a lot of people thought, oh yeah, James exposing Bitcoin, but what he really did is he showed that, like I'm saying here, a lot of people don't understand the nuances between the term digital currency, which could be anything. That could be sending tokens in a video game. It could be PayPal. It could be whatever. And cryptocurrency, which is inherently intended to be private and secure and as a way to get around the government so you don't have to pay taxes. I mean, anybody who's reporting their taxes on crypto gains is, I'm sorry, but you just clueless as to the whole purpose of what crypto is about. So think about that, guys. You could be transacting money without the government knowing, or without it being easy for them to find you. That sounds good to me. So James goes into the nuances between cryptocurrency, digital currency, and then blockchain itself, like I'm elaborating here, and recognizes that a lot of people just don't really get it. They don't have a deep understanding of these technologies, and so their views are flawed on this. And so I recommend you going and watching that interview, and then if James's original video about the Bitcoin PSYOP, if you want to get some more background on this topic. The other thing I want to show you guys, again, that link will be linked in at theconsciousresistance.com. Just while I'm mentioning Bitcoin, is one other criticism that has been lobbed my way is this. Allison says, Bros asserts I misunderstand their effort, which shows my ignorance. According to him, freedom cells has nothing to do with blockchain. Huh. That doesn't seem consistent with his 2017 Decentralize Your Life Bitcoin tour branding. Again, Allison, this was a tour I did, the Conscious Resistance, not Freedom Cells Network, and it was about decentralizing your life, growing your own food, using alternative currencies, educating yourself, pulling out of the banking system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was sponsored by Bitcoin.com, which is a company that has a website that writes about crypto, and they helped fund me so I could travel around the country talking about freedom, helping people, giving away free amounts of Bitcoin, which I hope those people held on to, and helping people get introduced to this world. So again, with the idea of helping people exit from the system. And if you've paid attention to my work, this is the exact message I've been promoting for years. This is agorism. This is opting out of the system. So yeah, I had two tours, 2017 and 2018, sponsored with some crypto from Bitcoin.com so I could help people get out of the banking system. And that's, with that said, I do want to say, I hold some Bitcoin, but I don't think Bitcoin is the ultimate. I don't think it's the best. I think Bitcoin and Ethereum are working. The Ethereum Foundation are involved in some really shady things involving blockchain, retina scanning, digital ID. A lot of the things that I'm speaking out against, that I'm writing against, there are crypto projects involved in that. This is why it's important for you, if you're going to come to the crypto space, to have nuance and to not just sort of say, oh, all crypto is bad, all blockchain's bad, because it's all the same. You know, if you don't want to be involved, that's fine, but at least understand that it's not just one monolithic thing. There are literally thousands of projects. I know people that I know personally, who are anarchists, tried and true, who do not want government, who do not want the Great Reset, who are building crypto projects. We're going to be highlighting some of them, blockchain projects, decentralized encryption, etc., at the next Greater Reset. This is why I think it would be great to have this conversation with Alice in there, so people can hear both sides of the discussion and make their own viewpoints and decide where they want to go from there. So one other document I want to pull up is something I found just earlier today. And it's actually, it was published, where was it originally published? In the Journal for International Journal of Innovation Studies. And I have it linked at my website. And it's called Towards a Technocratic Governance System. And it's basically a short little study, a look at what we're talking about here, is that crypto and blockchain are both growing. And some versions of this blockchain smart grid future we're talking about are technocratic, dystopia, panopticon, totalitarian nightmare. And then you have what's kind of becoming termed the solar punk vision, the crypto anarchist vision, the sort of digital anarchist vision, where those of us see that technology does provide value. This is one other thing. Let me just rant on this point before we get into this. I see people commenting like, no, technology's wrong. Allison and these people are right. It's totally the technology that's the problem. And they're saying this to me while they're on Facebook or they're on their phone or they're on their computer. I absolutely have reservations about technology. I've made a documentary, The 5G Trojan Horse, about the dangers of technology, digital technology, 5G, smart grid. I've made a documentary called The Modern Surveillance State. In the upcoming documentary series, The Pyramid of Power, I have entire episodes dedicated to the fact that the internet was created by the military intelligence agencies. GPS was created, cell phones, everything that we use, including most likely Facebook, Google Maps, etc. So there are legit reasons to be concerned. Did they create crypto? Is this something they can control? It's potential that whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is could be a team of NSA agents who created Bitcoin and put it out there. There's concerns about that, right? But let's imagine that was the case. Worst case scenario, it's been created by the government, right? To pull people into this agenda and then slowly kind of wean them onto the technology so they get used to a cashless society and control grid and all that. That's a possibility, completely open to that possibility. And yet, at the same time, when you understand the decentralized distributed nature of the tech space in general, but let's say the crypto and blockchain space, once you let that genie out of the bottle, there's no going back. They can't control every project. They can't control the mind of every developer who's thinking, you know what, I don't want regulation. I want privacy. I want these. You know, so the point is to sit here and sort of paint it with this broad brush is just a horrible understanding of the technology in itself. And you can acknowledge the good and the bad. That's all it really comes down to, because once again, it's a tool. So let me read you just the abstract from this study right here. It says, the blockchain technology towards utopia or dystopia. In this book, Campbell Verdun brings scholars of anthropology, economic science, technology, and sociology together with global political economic scholars to assess the actual implications posed by Bitcoin and blockchain for contemporary global governance. Its interdisciplinary contributions provide a better understanding of technological change and the evolving character of governance. So again, this is a review of a book that is called, I believe the book itself is called Bitcoin, a Blockchain Technology Towards Utopia or Dystopia. And I'm going to try to get this book because I think it has some good insights. Maybe we can interview the author. We can talk about it, because this author is recognizing that there is, of course, the financial gains. Some people look at Bitcoin and crypto as just a way to gain money. They play it like the stock market. And I get that. I'm fine if I'm going to earn money, but I want to use it as a way to not use the Federal Reserve System, the dollar. And that's the other big thing. If people have concerns about crypto, do you still have dollars in your pocket? That's the Federal Reserve System. That's a criminal banking system. Are you still putting your money in the banks? I mean, it's kind of hypocritical to attack crypto, but then still be knee deep in the banking system and using the Federal Reserve note every day and not even trying to get away from it. At least the people in the crypto space are looking for solutions outside of that. So that's another important point. So I'll just read a little bit of this review. It says, first, the authors posit that while the peer-to-peer decentralized, open, and transparent structure of blockchain could theoretically create a more participatory and open governance, the blockchain may at the very least cause new issues, and at worst, it may pose more issues than it would solve. Why is that? Basically, because the power of some actors could tremendously strengthen in comparison with that of others, creating power asymmetry. For example, programmers with the skills to navigate technical complexity could exercise that by becoming key insiders, thus altering the original form of the blockchain to their advantage. The power asymmetry issue would be a result of micro hierarchies forming within institutions. Such hierarchies would result from small strategic alliances and associations, from gatherings among developers and intermediaries and virtual currency miners. As such, the blockchain would be no more or less than the configuration of a new system, rather than improving these current system to be more opened, more connected, more transparent, and more inclusive. And I want to say two things. For one, that language of being more connected, more inclusive, more transparent, those things sound good. And yet we should also be aware that that's the exact same kind of language that comes from the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset, that we have to build a more sustainable, a more just, a more inclusive society. And if we don't have those, then, you know, obviously we're not doing good. That's what the whole Great Reset is about, is that they want to build this just, inclusive world, right? So while I can empathize with the concerns here, which is basically saying, okay, blockchain crypto might come about, but it might not actually revolutionize the world like a lot of utopian-minded crypto crypto users felt, like that they, many of us the last 10 years have hoped and felt, and maybe still do hope and feel, that the crypto blockchain space would completely eliminate the power of the banks or make us more free from them. Now, clearly the banks are getting involved in crypto. And that's the thing, is if you see Goldman Sachs getting involved in Ethereum or saying they're going to take payments in Bitcoin, these are things to be concerned about. To me, I would say that's time to start using better cryptos like Monero and others. And even if you're going to use it for monetary gain, get the money you can and get out of their system and do something good with it. I don't have a problem with anybody doing that. I've gotten some crypto donations in the last year that I'm really blessed to receive, and those have grown. And now I'm going to use that money to buy land to build the Conscious Agora so that I can be free from the system. So, I mean, there's good that can come from this, but these concerns also exist. However, it is true that with any new system, as it's being created and that space is kind of spontaneous orders taking place, it might not necessarily free everybody, right? Like maybe people who are in poverty right now, who don't get involved in crypto because they don't have the money to even start, they're not going to benefit from the crypto boom, right? But I also have seen where there's many people in the crypto space who are thinking about how can we go into Africa and go to some of these other places or even Mexico and help some people who are impoverished and help them use crypto. And then now they have an option where they can send money around the world, in some cases with the better cryptos, in seconds, without a government, without any fees, or at least very, very small fees for the best cryptos. And you didn't have an opportunity to do that before. So that's elevating the living standard of some people. And that's coming from innovation within the crypto space. My point is to say that not everybody in the crypto space is a blood-sucking World Economic Forum Klaus Schwab wannabe who's only driven by profit. And this is the perception that a lot of people have given. And the media does a great role of kind of putting out those people, just shows all the crypto douchebags and tries to act like that's all it is. But there's a lot of us who are trying to really use this as a method out of the system towards something better. Does that mean it's perfect? No. Is Bitcoin or crypto the ultimate solution? No. Does blockchain have problems? Yes. Does blockchain also produce positive things, or does it have that potential? Yes. It all depends on the person holding that tool. So if you got Goldman Sachs and the US government using the blockchain or creating their blockchain, that's probably not a blockchain you want to be involved. And many of us in the crypto space know that what we call Fedcoin is coming. Like Fedcoin might end up being Ethereum or Bitcoin, or it might be some totally new coin they create. It could be Ripple, which is a total bank coin. But the point is, at some point, yes, the governments of the world are going to adopt and push digital currency that they can track and monitor all of your transactions. And many of you are already helping it along because you're already using all digital. How many of you only use your card everywhere you go? You never even deal in cash anymore. Guess what? You're helping push the cashless society. So there's a lot of things that you have to think about in order to be able to understand the problems and the pitfalls of the situation. And yes, you have to have money to get into Bitcoin initially, but the goal is, and the reason I went on tour spreading crypto and spreading Bitcoin, Smart Cash and others, is because if I can get my local market down the street, the market that I just went to a few minutes ago to go get fresh produce, if I can introduce them to crypto and get them to accept Monero or, you know, whatever crypto, then that gives me an opportunity to not have to use the peso, to not have to use the dollar. And then I can literally go to their business. They open up their crypto wallet. I can send them 10, 15 bucks in Monero, whatever, and pay for my groceries. And then they can hold on to it and see if it grows, or they can cash out into pesos if they prefer. Or again, as we grow the ecosystem, then you actually start to use this everywhere you go. It's not just something you're holding to gain money on. And that's the goal. That's what I'm working on, at least, because I don't want to continue using the Federal Reserve note. I don't want to continue using the peso. I don't want to continue using any of these freaking globalist currencies, any of the state-run currencies. I want to get off their system. So I invite anybody who is skeptical of these things and who is saying, no, 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 I'm not going to be involved at all. That's fine. But at least let's be real about it. Let's do a holistic check here and ask yourself, are you still using the Federal Reserve note? Are you involved in any sort of alternative currency at all? Is Allison or any of her followers using silver? Are they bartering? Have they created a local currency, paper currency? Because I know they hate digital. Are they doing anything? And that's not a dig. I'm just saying, like, let's be real about this, because their push for a digital panopticon is here. You are not going to stop it. I mean, I wish and I pray and I hope that we can, but I think that the real solution is for us to build our world. One other concern, and I'm going to start wrapping up here, I see, well, two other concerns, is that, well, Bitcoin uses lots of energy, lots of power. That's true. There is some information out there. There's also some, you know, BS out there, but I think there are some legitimate concerns about how much energy and power Bitcoin uses, as well as the fees can be ridiculously high, and sometimes it defeats the point. But again, that's one project, and there's a whole slew of others. Bitcoin and block is not the only blockchain out there. There's Bitcoin Cash, which is a fork of Bitcoin that has super low fees and it doesn't use as much energy. There's other projects that are being done trying to bring permaculture and crypto together. I mean, it's really just this beautiful space. There's even people doing universal basic income using crypto, just come get free money, right? I don't think economically that'll last, but my point is it's a very diverse space. So remember, when people bring up that point, blockchains are very diverse. They're not all the same. They don't all operate the same. They don't all use the same amount of energy as Bitcoin. The other point, let me see if I can remember. I think I forgot it. Well, we've probably covered enough for this. Again, I recommend going to the website and watching my previous interview with James. I also have a video on the website called, if you just search Bitcoin, you'll find it. I did a video called Bitcoin, what it is, how to use it, why I use it a couple of years ago, if you want to learn more about that. But my point here is saying this, guys. I wrote this book almost 2 years ago now, or I guess over a year ago now, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State. And it is dedicated to the solutions, to providing solutions to the shit we're facing here. Not just complaining that other people are using crypto or complaining that other people aren't listening, but actively encouraging people to exit from these systems. That is the real solution that I see, guys. I don't think voting's going to change it. I think protesting might help get our voices out there, but this agenda is trillions of dollars invested into it. It's not going to go away overnight. It's not going to go without a push. But we can get ahead of the game and build outside the system. That's my ultimate goal, is to build outside of the system. I don't want to work within the system. Oh, my other point was this. People will sometimes say, well, what if they turned you off? You know, again, this is sort of the misunderstanding when they think about the bad side of blockchain, which there are plans to put you and your life on the blockchain. And people are going to be placing bets on you and making money off whether you live or die, whether you succeed or fail. They might eventually tokenize water, where if you don't get your water coin, then you can't get money. You can't get water through the blockchain system. Or maybe they can turn it off and then they lock you out and you're off the grid. But that's if you stay in their system. I mean, are you guys just planning on sitting by and getting swallowed up by their system? Because I'm not. I'm exiting and building from their system so that I'm not dependent on their electric grid. I'm not dependent on their currency. I'm not dependent on their food system. I'm not dependent on their government. That is what we need to be focused on. So if you're so concerned, well, what if they turn you off? You know, one day they're going to turn you off the blockchain. Not only is that kind of a poor understanding of the technology, but that's why you need to get off their freaking grid. Stop sitting still, like still in the moment and thinking this is going to go away or that you're going to solve it through politics. If you want to download this book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, it is free, theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. And you can see, I explain what is technocracy, this philosophy that has been around for almost 200 years that says that experts, technologists, and scientists should rule the world, rule society and make the decisions for us because they're our betters, they're smarter than us, etc. That doesn't mean technology. Technocracy and technology are not the same thing. You can use technology without being a part of the technocracy. It's a very specific ideology. And I go into counter-economics and agorism and how you can opt out of the system using freedom cells. And that's what this whole thing is about. So that's what I have for today. It's just, if you're looking for solutions, guys, they're out there. I have solutions. Plenty of other people have solutions. James Corbett and his Solutions Watch is out there. And you know, I just wanted to address this because this topic does come up periodically. People who have different sides of the crypto blockchain conversation, and I'm not here to badmouth or attack Allison. It doesn't feel good to know that she's blocked me and then said these things and not choosing to respond and then blocking other people who are just asking simple questions. That's not cool. That's not helping bring anybody together. But at the end of the day, I really don't care. This movement that we're building, the Freedom Cell Network, the Greater Reset Activation, is too big for any one person like Alice or anyone else to stop. We had just passed 20,000 people in the Freedom Cell Network. We're growing every single day. People are telling us, thank you. I've been finding like minds. I've been finding and connecting with other people. I'm having human connection. And the other thing to remember is the Freedom Cell's website is just a place to build a profile, to put your general location, to search the maps, to find groups of people and meet in the real world. So you don't even need the website. You don't even need Telegram. The goal is to meet in person. That's all you need to do is use the website as a filter to connect to other people, to get organized in real life, to start growing your own food, to get off their currency, to get off their drip, to get away from this corporate, government, private partnership, fascist state as quick as possible. Because they got things like vaccine passports and all this stuff on the horizon. And if you just sit on the sidelines and do nothing or just complain about what other people are doing, you're going to be screwed, my friends, because they really will lock you out at that point. And if you don't have solutions, then you're going to be fucked. All right, guys, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Derek Brose. You can find everything I talked about today at theconsciousresistance.com. And I really hope that this has been informative for you guys. I encourage you to rewatch the video if you need to get some of the information. And send this to Allison. Please let her know that the door is wide open. I'd love to have a conversation. I know you guys would love to see her on the Greater Reset Activation. And so many of us would benefit from having this conversation. So until next time, my friends, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Brose. Derek Brose. Derek Brose. This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.